The latest numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture show the percentage of American households experiencing food insecurity is continuing to rise. According to the data, more than 5% of all Americans and almost 8% of all households with children used a food pantry in the last year. Mark Dunley, executive director of the Hunger Action Network of New York, says while the USDA figures show New York State has slightly lower rates of food insecurity than the nation as a whole, the number of people who have difficulty putting food on the table is still increasing.
Especially you see a high average among families with children. At the local level, we are seeing a significant increase in the last 4 or 5 years, over 50% in the number of people coming to food pantries and soup kitchens. None of this is a surprise to us who are working at the local level. What does surprise us is that as hunger is increasing, both in the city, state, nationally, the Congress is actually debating how to cut billions of dollars out of the food stamp program, and we think that's wrong.
Has New York State been fully subscribed to the food stamp program? My understanding is that in the past, New York City especially was undersubscribed.
Well, there's a couple of things, particularly in New York City, that they have not taken advantage of. One is it's always been a problem trying to get a waiver to reduce some of the restrictions on able-bodied adults, which you are allowed to do if you have a high unemployment level, which is always unfortunately the case in New York City. And then, of course, the one that's gotten a lot of publicity in recent years is that only New York City and the state of Arizona implement this finger imaging or fingerprinting for people applying for food stamps. It's a very wasteful program. It stigmatizes the food stamp program. A lot of people won't apply because they feel like they're being treated as criminals. And the reality is it doesn't do much to prevent the issue of multiple identities and obtaining benefits, which is what it's supposed to do. You may remember that back in, I think, May or so, Governor Cuomo announced that he finally was going to stop finger imaging in New York City. New York City could not have done finger imaging unless Pataki, Spitzer, Patterson, and now Cuomo approved it. But we just found out a few days ago, because we were told that finally they would stop it in August, we just got a call from the governor's office. They said, well, now we're pushing it back again, so we're not going to stop finger imaging towards November. So in that sense, they've not been good. They've been very restricted to able-bodied adults getting benefits. They've been using finger imaging. On other things, they have been good. They have been good about making it easier for people who otherwise lose benefits to continue to get food stamps as a transitional benefit. They've reduced some of the restrictions that have particularly helped the working poor get food stamps. One of the problems is right now that a couple of the big changes that New York has made, including increase in benefits for households that are in public housing, those are the initiatives that Congress right now is trying to eliminate. And in fact, New York City, much more than any other place in the country, would be harmed if the proposals pending in the Senate and in the House were to go through.
What's it going to take to get Congress to back off on these demands for cuts to the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and perhaps even to push for an increase, if at all possible?
Well, I mean, you always want more people contacting their congresspeople. And, of course, right now, congresspeople are contacting us because they're all up for re-election in November, so it's a good time to have a dialogue. And obviously, a lot of other issues we're upset about, like not raising the state minimum wage. And while the House Republicans have been much worse on the food stamp SNAP program than the Democrats, the reality is the Democrats have caved on this. You may remember 2 years ago that when we reauthorized the federal child nutrition programs, the school lunch, the school breakfast, the WIC, the way they paid for that was not by cutting the military budget or the tax cuts for the wealthy. It was literally by cutting the food stamp program. And the Senate itself, which is controlled by the Democrats, overruled Senator Gillibrand, who did try to stop this, by actually cutting under the Farm Bill some of the subsidies going to the large insurance companies to pay for the crop insurance for farmers. that was defeated, and the Senate Democrats put into place about a $4 billion cuts by cutting some of the extra benefits that residents in public housing were getting. And so while the Democrats have been better under rhetoric in terms of standing up to support food stamps, they have been too willing to cave to the Republicans. And we need, I think, the Democrats, like they're meeting right now in North Carolina, to explain to the American people why food stamps are important. And in fact, when the Senate Democrats put out their farm bill, they led with, oh, we're going to cut fraud. We're going to make it harder for people to get food stamps at liquor stores and at casinos, and that people who win millions of dollars in the lotteries are not going to be able to get food stamps. And we're like, what are you talking about? That's not the issue. Fraud is a minuscule problem. You're playing into the Republican rhetoric. You need to be talking about 50 million Americans need help. 25 million Americans don't have a job or don't have a full-time job, and food stamps is the last line of defense against hunger. That's what we need the Democrats to be talking about, and to say, no, we're not going to approve cuts in food stamps, and in fact, we need to increase food stamp benefits so they actually provide low-income families, especially children and the disabled, with enough money to buy a healthy food diet for the entire month.
Mark Dunley is Executive Director of the Hunger Action Network of New York.